Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about that. I'm excited about who's back with us, but I'm not too excited about what he's brought with him. Mark Rosenman is our good friend and member of our Brain Trust, director of knowledge management at Tatum LLC. You know who Tatum is. They're the folks who have been joining us now for several years. To talk to us about the Tatum LLC report on business conditions, and they poll their members, the people who are running companies around the country, not unlike yours and mine, and ask them what's going on, how is it this month, and how do you think it's going to be in the next 2 months, and they give them their answers, they compile the report, and they make us one of the beneficiaries of it. We appreciate it very much. So, Mark Rosenman, welcome back to the show. I'm glad you are back.
Jim, it's good to be back.
But I'm not too happy about what you brought with you.
Well, I understand that. Our Tatum Survey of Business Conditions asks a whole bunch of folks who are professionals with Tatum and are involved in running companies and advising companies, mid-market companies predominantly, how they see the economy. We ask them a whole bunch of questions around business conditions over the last 30 days and then looking out over the next 60 days. And we track this month to month, and we get kind of a pulse on where we think the economy's going. And as you alluded to, Jim, the numbers for this month and, in fact, the last couple of months are not exactly encouraging. I think we're into our own version of the dog days of summer with this survey, because we're finding that across indicators like order backlog and capital expenditure commitments, employment, capital availability, most of our indicators right now are at best sideways, if not downward. So yeah. I'd say the economy is a little bit in the summer doldrums, and we're hoping that the fall gets the recovery back on the upward path.
Well, folks, just so that it's just important for us all to understand, Mark, it seems to me, what I've been predicting, what I predicted months and months and quarters ago, and that is that this recovery is going to be a long one. It's going to take a lot of time to absorb the toxins that are in this marketplace, and that it's going to be a marathon. It's an M recovery. It's not a V or a U or a W. It's going to be an M recovery, which stands for marathon. And if you find yourself in a little hollow of a marathon, and that's all you can see, then that's a pretty ugly place to be. But if you back up and take the long view, Mark. And you realize that on the other side of a hollow is a hill that when you get on the other side, you can go downhill a while. And so I think we have to take that kind of perspective right now. We can't let the second quarter of 2010 and what's shaping to be maybe the third quarter, we can't let that get us down, even though it's tough. We can't let that get us down. And of course, we have all the national examples out there, Mark. Your examples are national, but they're pretty represented because you're polling business managers all over the country in a lot of different industries, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, really across the board in terms of industries, typically growth companies, emerging growth companies. And I think what these companies are saying is that they're not yet seeing the kind of groundswell of economic activity that's going to make them bold enough to use some of that cash that they've aggregated, that they've collected. To do things
are your guys holding on to the cash the way we hear about a lot of the big companies holding on? Something like $2 trillion on the balance sheets of big companies?
I think that's true, even for mid-market companies. I mean, they've got their dry powder, and so do their funding sources, private equity and the other funders that really help businesses grow. They've got plenty of cash. They're just reluctant to commit it until they think the party's going to get back into full swing.
Well, and do you think, Mark, that some of this, I've been wondering if some of this, the reason why people aren't spending money is because a lot of people are still not sure which direction the economy is going in.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not sure that they know how to invest for the future because we don't know what the future is going to look like. Like the presumptions, the assumptions that we'd like to be able to make in business planning are harder to see right now. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think we've got a very dynamic economy. You've got companies, it seems like, springing up overnight. Google is probably the best example in a few years becoming huge. So the opportunity is there if you innovate, if you come up with a better mousetrap. But on the other hand, when people aren't sure, they're not going to write those big checks to buy new computers and equipment.
That's right. Hold on to that thought. Mark Rosenman is with us, folks. He's with Tatum LLC. He and I will be back. We're going to get into the specifics and talk a little bit about some of the details of this report, the good, the bad, and the ugly, after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members. AskJim.biz. Our knowledge base is there. Lots and lots of stuff. And our poll question. Don't forget to take our poll question, which this week is still up on what do you think about the political parties or the or political movements like the Tea Parties. Which one of those groups do you think, we have four listed, which one of them do you think has the best chance of dealing with the recovery, which is what we're talking with Mark Rosenman about right now. And all that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mark is with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the survey of economic conditions that they do every month. Mark, let's get into the details. The index of conditions, the overall attitude for the current 30 days and the next 60 days is a big red arrow pointing down, Mark.
Well, it is, and Jim, because that's because we see a fall off in sentiment, in optimism about things getting better over the next 60 days and having gotten better over the last 30 days.
Did the people who gave you this information leave a note behind so we know why they jumped out the window?
Well, to some extent, I think they did. But let's just keep in mind that we've still got 3.5 times more of our respondents, our survey respondents, who see a positive scenario than a negative scenario. So let's just keep that in mind. But basically, it's all the old factors that are leading people to be less than optimistic. Order backlogs aren't as strong as we'd like to see them. Capital expenditure commitments, companies really planning to spend on capital assets like computers, like new equipment, that fell pretty sharply in the month of July. And employment really still remains a big problem. We've got a fall off in the percentage of our respondents saying that their company hired more workers over the last 30 days. But on the other hand, a little bit of a bright spot, the percentage who said that they plan to increase hiring at least stayed constant. It didn't fall off. So let's not go crazy.
We did one of our surveys recently on our website was to ask our visitors, I should say, if you have an opportunity to grow, what would be your first step to take? Will it be to buy more technology? To leverage that growth, to serve that growth, or would it be to hire a new person first? And 71% said they would buy new technology.
Well, that's very consistent with what we see. Our clients across the country, growth companies, middle market companies, Tatum's clients are showing an amazing ingenuity about creating more productivity. And unfortunately, right now, it doesn't really involve hiring more people. We've got an interesting example of a hotel chain, the client of ours. They've figured out ways to get by with fewer employees making up the rooms because they're using pagers and cell phones to communicate with the workers and tell them what to do as opposed to having more managers. So you see it's a double-edged sword with technology. Companies that are smart are finding ways to do things without hiring, and yet there's a ceiling on that. Until they start hiring, they're not going to get the kind of expansion of their operations that they'd like to see. So that's the big thing we're still waiting.
Well, the good news is it's still allowing people to find a way to be profitable and reasonably efficient without having to make the employment commitments. And you can't blame companies for doing that. As I've said many times, Mark, small business owners are the employment engine of this economy, but that's not what we're here for.
Yep, I think that's true, and I think you see it on the stock market too, which is why the stock market's had the increase that it's had. Corporate profits.
I want to ask you about that. How does somebody out on Main Street reconcile what the report that you're giving us today, and also that we've gotten from other people? Your report tracks pretty closely with others that we do here on the show. Mm-hmm. And how does someone on Main Street reconcile that information, what they see around them, the small businesses that are still having trouble out there? With the stock market that seems to be growing, with companies, major companies profitable, with trillions of dollars on the balance sheet, and you know, how do you reconcile those two markets?
Well, I think it's really consistent. I think whether it's a small company or a big company, you've got companies that come out of the recession a lot leaner and meaner. They've gotten rid of some of the dead wood, frankly. Maybe it's not nice to say, but I think it's the truth that a recession does allow companies to get rid of some folks who might be good.
It's a purifying dynamic, isn't it?
Exactly. It's purifying. So they've come out of the recession lean. They've kept productivity up through the kinds of ingenuity and technology I was just alluding to. And they're right now earning higher profits on a smaller revenue base. But I think the key is, Jim, this can't go on forever. You can only squeeze so much blood out of a stone, if you will. And companies are going to have to start hiring to get to the next tier of growth.
How much do you think this pent-up attitude, so to speak, I think it is pent-up, how much of it do you think is politically induced?
Because
of the political climate. And yeah. I didn't say anything about a party. I'm talking about just the climate.
You know, it's hard for me to say. Our survey doesn't really touch on things like that.
But you're a pro in the marketplace. What do you think?
I think that who's ever in power tends to get the credit, maybe too much of it, and the blame, maybe too much of that, on the economy. So right now, things are in a funk, so it's natural to look to Washington and to the politicians. But what we see, Jim, among our clients is that stuff only goes so far. At the end of the day, there's companies that can thrive in any kind of political environment. And that's
thing I wish we could learn from this. And the politicians could learn from this, and that's that they're not smart enough to manage the economy. They need to leave that to the marketplace, folks. I would like to think that they would learn that lesson from what's happened in the last couple of years, but I wish I could feel that way, but I don't. Tintail, stay with us. Right back with Mark Rosenman. He's with Tatum LLC. Stay with us.
They say the neon lights are bright. On Broadway,
on Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with Mark Rosenman. He's with Tatum LLC. We're talking about their survey of business conditions that they do every month. And Mark, tell us how we can find Tatum and you and the survey.
Well, the survey, Jim, is on our website, and that's www.tatumllc.com. And you go to the website, you'll see a link for perspectives. Click on that link for perspectives, and you'll see all the survey results.
And you can see the details, all the supporting information, as well as the summary. Which nested out into plain English.
Exactly, we've got all the data you could want and possibly
and more. And folks, also, and Mark, thank you for allowing us to post the survey on our website, which we do every month. Okay, folks, we're talking about the survey. It's you know, I'm curious to know how it tracks with what you're seeing out there. You know, Mark, I'm getting a mixed bag from small business owners. I'm talking to small business owners who are still struggling. I'm talking to people who say, well, you know, it's not easy, but we're going to make it. And I talked to people yesterday who said, you know what, we're doing double what we did a year ago.
Yeah, I think that's true among our clients.
It's really a mixed bag out there, isn't it?
I think the smart, aggressive business people out there recognize that they can make money in virtually any kind of economic climate. And to some extent, you've got to forget all that stuff and take a look at what your core capabilities are, how you can better serve your clients, how you can be unique and compete with competitors all around the world. These are things that they really never change, depending on the economy. There are always opportunities out there.
You know, Mark, of all the things that concern me on your list here, order backlogs, employment, capital availability and pricing, you know, the order backlogs is a product of whether you're aligned properly in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. The capital availability and the cost, that's the banking industry. There's nothing we can do about that. Employment, we've already talked about employment from the standpoint of, you know, people are reticent to hire, especially if they can buy technology that leverages their people a little bit better. But that's the one issue that really troubles me in all this. Of all the elements in your report, the capital expenditure commitments, that's the one that I wish I'm looking for that one to go up, because if that one's down, then that's the ugliest sign on the report. What do you think?
No, I completely agree. I think this is just an area where folks have really got to kind of, a little bit stop looking at who's on first and hopefully make some decisions to invest in their business and their future. And a lot of times, you know, if you're the first one to do that and you do it right, you get a huge advantage, what the economists call a first mover advantage.
Yeah.
By developing a capability or a capacity that your competitors don't have. So hopefully we're going to see a little bit more of that risk-taking, and businesses step up and decide that they want to be first in terms of expansion. And then I think you're going to see a snowball effect, and hopefully we'll get this survey and its indicators pointed in a positive direction.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. I'd like to recommend something, folks. Mark, we were using computers. We use most of us use in my organization use laptops with docking stations, mm-hmm. so that we can use them at the office and then take them with us work where we want to go. And it's a very handy configuration, by the way. But we were using probably three and a half year old laptops, and I was we were comfortable with our laptops. They were getting the job done okay, but they were starting to get worn out a little bit. And so we bit the bullet earlier this year and retooled with some brand new laptops, and it was I had to blink a little bit to make that kind of a financial commitment right now. And you know what though, I was amazed at the new stuff that was on these new units and the productivity increase that we got off of that.
And they probably cost a lot less than the.
They weren't any more than the others.
Yeah.
And we probably could have milked a little bit more time out of the others, but even with all that, I'm glad we made the decision to upgrade, because we are more productive with this new equipment, the new computers.
The thing about risk is when you stick your neck out and you borrow money or you spend money that you've earned on your business and you spend it the right way, you get a huge edge compared to sitting.
Well,
on
there's no question about it, and so, folks, you know, think about that, and I just one of the things I've told folks, Mark, is it's okay to get out of the leading edge, just don't get on the bleeding edge.
That's a good point too.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, give us the website one more time, please.
www.tatumllc.com.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next month.
Thanks for having me,
Mark Rosenman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.